got the video started. All right, this is Augustine 8030. Gosh, I just couldn't get that right. Can you hit a buzzer for me? You ready to play some games? All right. So this first game that we're gonna do, I want you to tell me the letter, the picture, and then another thing that starts with that letter.
A, apple, Augustine.
Perfect.
B, boy, baby. C, cookie, cool. D, duck, dance. E, elephant, ease.
Bless you.
F, fish, fan. G, guitar, girl.
Perfect.
H, house, hand. I, ice, in. J, juice, jungle. K, key, really can't think of very many.
How about an animal that lives in Australia?
Kangaroo. L, leaf, larvae. M, monkey man. N, nose, no. O, orange, ostrich. P, plate, ping. Q, quack, queen. R, red, ring. S, spider, silk. T, table, take. U, umbrella, under. V, vacuum, vampire. W, watch, wind. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, yam. Z, zebra, Zach.
Perfect. That was awesome. Hit another buzzer for me. All right.
One.
And can you not touch that mic? Because when you touch it, it actually makes sound. And then it can't hear your voice. Okay, you ready?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, wait, 15, 20.
It skipped.
20.
What do you think is next?
16 maybe?
60?
16.
Oh, 16. I don't know.
25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
What do you think is next?
200, 200, 500, 1,000.
Nice job. Can you read this for me and then
nine
solve it?
9 plus 7 equals. Sixteen.
Perfect.
20. 9 minus 1 equals 18.
Nice. Have you done multiple?
6 times 3 is... Eighteen.
Awesome. Have you done division yet?
No.
Okay. Can you just read it for me?
21 divided by 3 equals...
Do you have a guess?
No.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
It's 7.
Oh.
All right. We're all done with those numbers. Can you hit another buzzer for me?
If there was a yellow, I would hit the yellow.
Oh, yeah?
Why? Wait, I think the purple stands for yellow.
Okay. Is yellow your favorite color?
No, green is.
Oh, green's your... Why did you want to... Oh, because the tab is yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Now we're going to look at these pictures. And I want you... So, we're... This is a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say shoe?
Shoe.
And now there's two.
Two shoe.
Two, would you say shoe?
Shoes.
There you go. So.
Shoe, shoes.
Okay. This is a brib.
Brib.
Mm-hmm.
Bribs. Lamp.
We're gonna call it a light.
Light. Lights. Bell. Bells.
This is a yawk.
Yawk. Yawks.
This is a crib.
Crib. Cribs.
This is a pite.
Pite. Pites.
This is a boo.
A what?
A foo.
Foo. Foos.
This is a kel.
Kel. Kels.
This rock. Is a, yeah.
Rock. Rocks. Is that a card holder?
A what?
Is that a card holder?
I don't know exactly what it is. It's called a dup. I don't know what it does, though.
Dup?
Mm-hmm.
Dumps. Slide.
Yep.
Slides.
This is a skack.
Skack. Skacks. Purse.
We're gonna call it a bag.
Bag. Bags.
This is a ship.
Ship. Ships. Mug.
We're going to call it a cup.
Cup. Cups. Sandwich.
We're going to call it a snack.
Snack. Snacks.
This is a yag.
Yag. Yags.
This is a mip.
Mip. Mips.
This is a smide.
Snide, smides.
We're back to the beginning. All right, hit a buzzer for me.
It's the only one I haven't hit.
Which sound did you like the most?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. So for this, I want you just to take a look at that and tell me what you see and what you think they're doing.
A boy, a lion, a boat, a dragonfly, a some fish, some lily pads, some plants, and I think they're out for a boat ride.
Why do you think they're on the boat together?
I don't know.
If you were to make it up, what would you think?
I think the lion may be protecting the boy.
Oh.
Or maybe the lion is the boy's friend.
Would you have a lion as a friend?
Depends on if it's nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think it would be like if you had a lion for a friend?
I don't know.
What would you do with your lion?
Play with it.
What would you play?
I don't know.
Do you see anything else in this picture?
Water.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use a boat without water.
That's true.
Hills.
Mm-hmm.
There's also grass on the hills.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I see.
That's pretty much it. Where do you think they're going?
I don't know. Maybe to the other side of the pond?
So you think this is a pond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But couldn't they just go around the pond?
They could. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, not really.
All right.
I see a boy, a paper airplanes, a toy truck, a toy car, a sock, an aviator's hat, a toy plane, some clouds, a bed, slippers, which he should not be wearing on the bed, a tree, a window, a fish, some books, a picture, and a dresser, and some clothing, and pillows, mm-hmm. and sheets, of course.
Of course.
And pillowcases.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he's doing?
I think he's pretending that he's flying a plane.
Why do you think he's doing that?
Because he wants to fly a plane when he's an adult.
What do you want to do when you're an adult?
I want to be an astronaut and an artist.
An astronaut and an artist?
An artstronaut.
That's so cool. Where'd you get that idea?
Well, I like art and I want to be the first person to walk on Mars.
Oh. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, not really.
Okay.
A girl, an octopus holding a magnifying glass, some charts, a book, some papers, a light bulb, a paper clip, some rats, test tubes, goggles, jars.
What do you think they're doing in the
lab? Oh, I also see a pencil and a plant. And a magnifying.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever those things are. Well, what was the question?
What do you think they're doing in there?
A science experiment. I also seen some books.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they're doing an experiment about?
How a light bulb works.
Oh. Have you ever done any experiments?
Yes.
What kind of experiments have you done?
Growing a plant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of plant?
A pinto bean.
Cool. How'd you do that?
I put some dirt in a plastic cup. I put the bean into the dirt, I watered it, and a few days later it grew.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, not really. I also see some drawers in the picture.
Some toys?
Drawers.
Oh, drawers. How about this picture?
A girl, some turnips, a giant turnip! A shovel, what's the difference between a snail and a slug? I forget.
Snails have shells.
A snail, snails, and some grass, clouds, the sky. The girl's also wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm. What do you think she's doing?
Pulling the giant turnip out of the ground.
What do you think she's going to use it for?
Maybe a soup. maybe to eat with her friends and family. I don't know.
What do you think the snails are doing there?
They're trying to eat the leaves of the turnips that are still in the ground.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then the turnips won't grow.
Oh. So turnips need leaves to grow?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the leaves take in the sun's light.
Oh. That's cool. Is there anything else about this picture that you noticed?
No.
Okay.
I do see some patches on her overalls and some boots on her
feet. Do you think she has
patches? And some ponytail holders.
Yeah. Why do you think she has patches on her overalls?
Because maybe while she was working, some of it fell off. Mm. I also see some pockets on the overalls.
You're right. All right. You want to hit a button for me? Okay, can you do some reading?
Kosai is a science museum. Yan went to Kosai with his Nana and cousin Jana. They went to the space room. The room was dark. Dian held onto his cousin Jana's hand because he was afraid. Dian saw lots of stars in the room that made him feel dizzy. Dian walked slowly through the turning tunnel. His heart was beating very rapidly. His feet moved slowly. There were children in front of Dian and children behind him too. How will all of us get out of the tunnel, he thought. Dian was scared. His feet would not go. The stars kept spinning, and he felt dizzy. Jana held Dion's hand and smiled. You can do this, Jana said. I am here with you. The kids in front of Dian were gone. The children behind Dian waited for Dian to move. Dian took a deep breath. He walked slowly. Jana held Dian's hand. Then Dian opened his eyes, and he was out of the tunnel. Thank you, Jana, said Dian. I was afraid at first, but you helped me be brave. I am not feeling dizzy anymore. I'd like to try it again. I am proud of you, Dian. You were quite brave, said Jana. Dian and Jana ran to Nana. That was so much fun. Can we go again? Dian asked Nana. Let's go, shouted Jana. Dian and Jana ran out of the space room so that they could go through the star tunnel again.
Nice work. All right, can you hit a buzzer for me? Okay, for these ones, I want you to tell me what they're doing and then how you would do it.
They're brushing their teeth, and I would not do it holding my toothpaste.
Well, how would you do it?
I would also use an hourglass so you could tell that it's actually 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So how do you do it from start to finish?
So first I get my toothbrush wet, then I put toothpaste on it, then I get the hourglass, flip it, and then I start brushing. And I do not hold my toothpaste.
What's this guy doing?
He's washing his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not use that much soap.
How would you do it?
So first I would get my hand wet with hot water. Mm. Then I would put soap on my other hand. Then I would put them both under the water and scrub.
Do you rinse them?
The last step is rinse. Well, the second last step is, because the last step is drying your hands.
Oh.
He is tying his shoes, and I can't really tie my shoes, so I can't really do it.
How do you put on shoes?
I would just, like, well, depends on what type of shoe. If it's these ones, I'd put my foot in, pull on this, and then like that.
Those are some cool socks. What's on your socks?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, they're wearing Christmas hats.
That's silly. Mm-hmm. What's she doing?
Pouring cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not put that much cereal.
How do you do the cereal?
I would pick the box up. I'd put my hand on the top, then the other on the bottom. Not one on one side, then the other on the other side. Then I would pour it, the cereal. Besides, she's not tilting it enough for the cereal to actually come out.
You're right. Do you put anything in your cereal?
Not usually, besides milk.
Just milk?
Yeah.
What kind of cereal do you like?
I don't really have a favorite type, but I do like oatmeal. Oatmeal would be my favorite. But with oatmeal, of course, I put stuff in because it's not very sweet.
What kind of stuff do you put in your oatmeal?
Brown sugar, raisins, and chocolate chips, and some milk.
Oh. What's this one doing?
He's putting a sweater on, and I would put my head through all the way before I put my arms through the sleeves. And I'd probably use a button-down one. Anyways, that's why I wouldn't really need to put my head through a hole.
You don't like the ones that you pull over your head?
No, not really. I also like the zip ones.
Mm.
She's putting frosting on a cupcake. And I don't really decorate cupcakes, so of course I wouldn't usually do that.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Have you ever decorated a cookie?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
So I take a bowl, put the frosting in, take a knife, and then spread it on the cookie.
Do you like to put anything else on the cookie?
Sometimes I will put sprinkles.
Sprinkles are pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not really. She's painting. And I would not be like this. I'd be like...
Hold it like a pencil?
Yeah.
What do you like to paint?
I like to paint pictures.
How do you do that?
Well, it depends on what type of paint.
Oh. Well, I don't know that much about that, so you tell me.
So, say I'm using watercolor paint. First, I take some a cup of water. Then I get a paint palette. Then I dip my paintbrush into the water. I'd also need a paper towel. Then I'd put it in to the color of paint I want. Then I'd paint. And then I'd get some water, put it on the paper towel, then do the whole cycle over again.
Okay.
He's buckling in. And I would not buckle in that way because I sit on the left side of the car, not the right side.
Oh, so how do you do it?
Like that.
If you were to put that into words, what would you say?
First I grab the seatbelt, then I hold on it. I put it under the armrest of my booster seat, then I buckle myself in.
That's a good description. What about her?
She's playing with her toy, which she could get it messy because she's using food. I think that she's using actual food. Some people do.
Yeah.
Not all people.
Do you ever play pretend?
Not usually.
Not usually? What do you like to play?
I like to play stuff on my tablet.
On your tablet?
Yeah. What? I can't tell if that's a boy or a girl. I think it's a girl. She's dressed as some crazy witch for Halloween, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not dress like that.
What do you dress up for Halloween?
I dress as different things for Halloween. This year I want to dress as Boba Fett.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
From Star Wars?
Yeah. He's my favorite character.
Why is he your favorite?
He's really cool, and my favorite color is green, his armor is green.
That's cool.
The boy is going down a slide. I would not use that small of a slide.
How do you go down the slide?
I'd use one on a playground. Mm-hmm. I'd first have to get onto the playground, go up, then I'd go down the slide. He is playing soccer, and he's not wearing cleats. I would wear cleats. I also think he's not wearing shin guards. I would wear shin guards.
Do you ever play soccer?
And he's also going to fall because he's only got 1 foot on the ground on his tippy toes. I mean, I probably could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever play soccer?
It's my favorite sport.
It's your favorite
so
sport?
Of course.
Yeah? What do you do when you play soccer?
I like to be defender, but I can't choose what I play, apparently.
Have you ever scored a goal?
Well, not in a, one that's a league, but yes.
Cool.
They're building with blocks, which I don't usually do, so of course I wouldn't do that.
If you were to build with blocks, what would you build?
I'd probably build see how high I could make of a tower before it falls.
That's awesome.
He's pushing his sister on a swing, and I wouldn't usually do that.
You don't push your sister on the swing?
Not usually.
Why not?
We're the same age, so.
Do you ever swing with her?
Depends on what type of swing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you swing next to her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did your mom or dad push you?
Sometimes.
How do you?
It's usually my mom.
Yeah, how do you swing?
First I ask my mom to push me a bit, then I start pumping.
You pump your legs?
Yeah. One girl is giving the other girl a lollipop.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever share your candy?
Sometimes.
What kind of candy do you like?
I like butterscotch discs.
Anything else?
No, not really. Well, I do like a lot of candies. I like most of the candies that there's made in the U.S.
Are there any candies you don't like?
Not really.
What's this guy doing?
Oh, he is thinking while he sits on a stool.
What do you think he's thinking about?
I don't know. Do I really look like him? I don't know what he's thinking about.
Do you ever?
But there's also a timer.
You're right. Do you ever sit and think?
Yes.
What do you like to think about?
A lot of stuff.
Like what?
Inventions.
Oh yeah? What kind of inventions have you come up with?
Robots.
That's cool. We actually have a robot here. He's just sleeping today. His name is Jibo. He sleeps in that box up there, that blue box up there on the shelf.
What does he look like?
He is a little white. He's about this big, and he's a white robot. And
how does he fit in there?
The box is kind of long. It's longer than it looks. And he talks to kids, too. He's just sleeping today. So sometimes people like me talk to kids, but sometimes Jibo does all the talking.
What happens if he gets a malfunction?
Well, then we're in trouble. That does happen sometimes. All right. Do you want to hit a buzzer for me? Okay, I want you to pick one of these pictures to talk to me about.
Go to space.
Okay.
So she's in space and she's chasing after something, but what thing? I don't know. And that cord should not be connected to her helmet.
Why?
Because it should be connected to an oxygen tank. It's dangerous to have it connected to the helmet because the helmet could get pulled off. And then...
So you can't breathe in space?
You can't without oxygen.
Oh. Why?
Because there's no oxygen in space unless you bring it up there.
What else do you see?
A flying saucer, aka a UFO, some comets, the planets, the moon, a space rocket, a spinning top. I also see some stars. There may be some more moons on this. That's pretty much all I see.
So you want to go walk on Mars?
Yeah.
Why Mars?
Because no one has walked on it yet.
Only people have walked on the moon. So why not like Uranus or Jupiter? Why Mars?
Well, because Mars is like one of the closest planets to Earth.
Oh. How would you get there?
In a rocket?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about space?
No, not really.
All right, you can hit one more buzzer for me.